Cutties.
Hi, Gorge.
Welcome back to another episode of Sometimes Funny, Always Awkward. This is a podcast about nothing and everything, especially being a hot fucking mess. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Gross.
Hey.
Hi.
We're not even going to talk about subs anymore. Moving on.
It's done now.
It's done. Email us, whatever.
Love you.
Love you.
No, it's all on Patreon. We do have to say that.
If you wanted to get the subs content, it's available on our Patreon.
And you don't have to subscribe.
No, it's all free.
This is our makeup tour.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm over apologizing.
Yeah. Also, Grace has her hair down in the studio.
Bangs.
Bang bang is what you said last time. I got bangs. You were like bang bang.
Bang bang bang.
Yeah, you got highlights.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, the curls are curling.
I know. I decided to take care of my hair this morning.
It's gorgeous.
It's daylight savings, so Frank woke up really early,
Aww.
And I had time, and I was like, okay.
Stunning.
I'm going to wash my hair.
So you washed it this morning?
I washed it this morning.
It's dry?
Yeah.
I'm so impressed.
She's thick, but she'll dry.
No, she looks great. I actually spilled coffee on my top because I was power walking to you and I was just like, your hair's out. Oh my God. And then as I got closer, I noticed the blonde. Mm. It looks gorgeous.
Thank
and
you.
The curl, I had no idea how long it is.
Yeah.
Because your hair's always up. I had no idea how long your hair was.
I have quite unruly hair.
Yeah.
And I really want to chop it off, but I'm also like, I don't know if I'll ever have long hair like this again.
Yeah. I feel like if you chopped it because you have a curl, it would it not?
Yeah.
Shrink?
It goes up, but I kind of like it. It kind of goes like, it gets like really full and goes out kind of like angular.
Yes.
If I do it the right way.
Such a gorgeous.
And I don't have to do anything for it to do that. That's kind of nice.
You put a curl cream in today.
Yes, I put a curl. I have a curl cream that I don't use.
Is that what you're loving? You'll mention it at the end of the podcast.
No, I have so many things that I'm loving.
That's
it's been
great.
2 weeks.
You're glowing. What's going
Maddie,
on?
Maddie. It's been a hell of a 2 weeks.
It has. We haven't seen each other for a while. Do you have a lot to catch me up on?
I have two major points that I think have changed my life.
Okay.
The first thing, Frank's walking.
What?
I know. He's not like running. He's doing
stumbling.
Like 5 steps and then he's like, I'm done. I have to crawl. But like, he's walking and it's so cute.
Oh my God. When did that happen?
Probably in the last like 4 days or so, like just around Easter. Yeah, he was like, maybe I'll do a step because I know there's like things that you can do to get babies walking.
Yeah.
We didn't do any of them.
Okay.
Right? Like me and Tom are very much so in the mindset of like,
you'll figure it out.
Babies are going to do what they want to do and like take their time. And he's like, 14 months old now, 15 months old. So he's like definitely in that period where like he should start walking.
Yes.
But yeah, like he would like, he started standing up and he'd be like, will I? And I'd be like, will I? And he'd be like, no.
It's too much.
And that's a lot. And then, just like the other day, he was like, actually, I'm going to take a
I'm
step.
I'm going to do it.
I was like, okay. And it was like such an anticlimactic moment. We had like just gotten home from this really big day. And Tom, like, put him, we have, like, a big playpen thing. Tom, like, put him in the playpen with Tom, and Tom instantly lies down in the playpen. And I, like, crash on the couch, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm dying. Frank was just like, well, I'm walking. And we had to be like, oh, no, we're very excited for you. This is amazing.
This is such a huge step, but I'm so tired.
I'm so tired.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and the second big thing that's changed my life in the last 2 weeks is I have a sleep apnea machine. I have a mask that I wear.
You do feel like this energy that I'm feeling in the studio is you've slept.
I've slept.
Oh my God.
I've slept.
Because we've just discussed this before. We have a bit of a snoring.
I have a massive snoring issue. I've always been a snorer. And then as I get older and bigger, no, it is like that's genuinely, that's genuinely the issue.
Okay, really?
Yeah. Like if you gain weight, your sleep apnea will get worse.
Wow, okay.
And I have like sleep apnea in my family. So I always kind of knew like this was in my eyeline.
It's because there's a few different reasons you can snore, and some of it can be that your like tongue is like you're basically suffocating, right?
Yeah, you're not breathing,
and you're not getting enough oxygen, which means you're not getting quality sleep.
Yeah.
You look so refreshed.
Yeah. Well, I did the sleep test.
Yeah.
Because you do it at home, the one that I did, and then you like put all these sensors on you, and I have a photo, and I've been waiting to post this photo, but I hadn't explained the story yet. So I did the sleep test. And I got the results back, but they sent me this like precursor email to be like, you have been set up with an emergency appointment because your test results are severe.
What?
I went and spoke to the woman and she was like, so in 1 hour, you stopped breathing 132 times. I was like, It's like, I'm killing it somewhere, just not the right areas.
My God, how have you not? Yeah, but you wake yourself up to breathe. Is that what happens? Yeah.
Like, I would wake up sometimes being like, and my blood oxygen level went down to 69%, and anything below 94 is like not good.
Grace, I'm shook.
I know. I'm shook.
I did not know it was that bad.
I know. It's real.
Like, I knew the snoring was bad. I've experienced the snoring. I knew that was bad, but.
No, it's bad. But now if we ever go traveling together.
Oh, my God.
No snoring, but I do have to bring a sleep machine.
That's actually kind of iconic. Does it make a noise?
Yeah, it's like shh.
But it's much gentler than the snoring.
Much gentler.
How's Tom sleeping?
He loves it.
Oh, wow.
And there's been like, I'm having like a few, you know when like you get in a new relationship with someone and like, you know, you've got to sort out the kinks? I'm sorting out the kinks with my sleep machine because there's like a bunch of different masks. Wow. I don't think I can breathe through my nose, babe.
Really?
This nose? I've always been like, yeah, I breathe through
What's
my nose.
What's that sound? Blocked.
Blocked.
It's your nose.
I've always like breathe through my nose as much as I can.
Yeah.
But then I put this mask on and I can't breathe. I'm like, there's not enough air. I'm dying.
Start panicking.
And now I have to do a full face mask and breathe through my mouth because it's the only way I'll keep it on.
Wow.
But yeah, it's really good. I look like a jet pilot when I'm going
to sleep. So you've taken some photos. You're going to post them? Let me see.
I'll show you this photo. I've been dying to show the world my jet
the world
pilot.
Needs to know that you're a Now I have to ask.
I look so stupid.
Have you and Tom ever gotten down and dirty?
No. It would have to be like
before.
So in the moments, there's been more than once in the last 2 weeks. Hello.
Oh. Well, because you've got all this energy now.
I'm just Grace,
bouncing
back.
I'm amazed by your energy today because I don't know who this person is.
I'm just excited to see
She
you
washed
as well.
Her hair.
No, but I'm not exhausted anymore. It's amazing.
No, it is. It's nice.
Yeah, that's
so good. I'm really happy for you.
I know.
When did you get it?
Probably like a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. Oh, good sleep.
I know. What about you?
Well,
what's your life been? It's been 2 weeks, doll.
I will share one thing with you that's happened to me. This morning, I got my period.
Oh.
No.
Oh, was it late?
10 days late.
Did you take tests?
Yes. I thought
that.
I was pregante.
And they were all coming back neg?
I only took one test because I was like, there's no way that I'm pregnant. I have had sex since this last cycle, but I had protected sex because I'm not on birth control.
Mm.
But the only thing, because my sister laughed at me because she was the only one I told. And also, Mum, I know you're listening. Don't get excited.
No grandchild.
There's not. It's not. Even if I was, you know, it's not happening. Calm down. But I took a test.
She would be exited out.
Yeeted. That's such a bad joke. I'm sorry. We live in Australia. We're allowed to.
Yeah.
So we took a test and then Alicia laughed at me. She's like, how could you be pregnant when you used a condom? And I'm like, well, he did finish inside the condom, inside
me. Happen.
And he packed it up, so I wouldn't have known.
Mm-mm-mm.
And, you know, if it was like, you know, a small amount, a small little leak,
that could
still happen.
Things happen.
And like we had sex while I was ovulating, so.
Dangerous.
It was real dangerous. I was panicked. I have been panicked for the last 10 days. I've been wearing Muddy Bodies constantly every night being like, tonight's the night. And then this morning I woke up at 5 a.m. and went to the bathroom. And when I wiped, I could have cried. I was like, there's blood. I've never been so excited to receive my period.
No, but it's like even when you get like that negative result on the test, you're still like, but what the fuck's happening?
Yeah.
Like my period was like 14 days late or something recently.
Especially because you've more fertile and you've had a baby and would have another one, right?
Yes, but I don't want one now.
No.
No, it's a later thing.
Oh,
it's
not a
right now thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so, like, I didn't want a pregnancy at this point. And, like, I think I took, like, 7 tests.
Yeah.
Like, I just kept being like, no, it's definitely negative, but where the fuck are you?
Yeah, what the fuck?
It's really quite terrifying.
Negative. I only took the one because my brain knew there was no chance.
Mm.
But I was just like, why is it so late? I have never had a period be that late before.
No, neither.
And I wondered if it's because I've been traveling a lot. I've been working out a lot. I've been on a diet, on a calorie deficit, so I'm like, but I have been eating a lot of food. So I was just like, what is happening here that my period has gone so irregular?
It's probably the traveling. Apparently that does put like a major.
Yeah, I've been traveling a lot.
Influence on your period.
Slay, because I was in Melbourne, but I'll talk about that in another episode, but I love it.
Catch Melbourne. Us on Wednesday to hear about Melbourne.
Yeah, because I have an update on that too. I have something to you about that, but I'll fill you in on the next episode. We should actually move on.
Okay, all right.
And before we do Hot Mess Hotline, I was going through our emails yesterday because I have to email everyone our Patreon link.
Yeah, but now very good about
just,
it.
Now you can just find us on Patreon and you don't have to get a little copy-paste email from me. It's always the same email. I'm a bitsy girl. But I was going through our emails to prepare for today's episode, and I'd had this email. I told you about it last episode from this girl. She's like, it's the third time I've emailed you.
Yes,
I really want you to read out a story. So I have it to read it out, and I will. But then I Googled, searched her email. I've read out one of her stories before.
Oh.
I was like, girl, what do you mean?
What's her letter? What do we call her?
Oh, I think it's A. She was the long distance relationship one that we told her.
Oh.
Right? And so I was like, leave space for the other people. The other honeys need advice, girl. But I'll read it out anyway.
She needs a lot of advice.
It's not advice. It's just a story. I have to read it because it's sex and poo related.
It's really up our alley. Really? The Venn diagram is diagramming.
It's diagramming. So I thought maybe I'd read it out, but I'm not a fan of the story. As in, it kind of, I don't love it.
Okay.
So we'll get your.
You're not selling it to me.
By the way, the barista today called me Gorge. It's catching on.
Do you think they listen?
We should make merch. We should make merch with a little heart with Gorge. Or hottie.
I'm going to have to give a percentage to the person I stole Gorge from.
Yes. No, it's yours now.
It's mine now.
Do they have a podcast?
No.
No.
They are a lawyer. They could sue me.
Is it Mateo? Hey, Gorge. Okay. It says, hey, hotties. Hi, Gorge. This is my third email to you, gals. I feel like I'm being very clingy, but it's only because I love the pod. Anyway, we love you. I heard your episode today from the 11th of March about the guy with the vacuum fetish and then scatophilia. Is it scatophilia?
Is that what it's called?
Is that not a fear? And that would be phobia.
Yeah, true. They're into it.
Scatophilia?
Yeah. I think that makes sense. Pedophilia, that makes sense.
Oh.
Yeah. It's the only one I could think of.
Yeah, no. Yeah, that makes sense. Mm. I have neither, but I thought I'd share a wild experience that's poo adjacent from my hoe era.
Oh.
I was traveling for a conference in the US. I'm coming from a 12-hour time zone, so when I got there, my body clock's pretty wrecked. I did my presentation at the conference, and I then hurried back to my hotel for a sleep. I was asleep from 5 p.m. till 11 p.m. I woke up extremely hungry, and what better travel hack but to hop on the apps and find someone local to hang out with? I have to disagree.
Yeah.
Who? I never want to hang out with people when I'm jet lagged and tired and hungry.
No, I would be terrible conversation.
Yeah. And she matched with someone and met with someone immediately.
Yeah, I also don't think I put in the time.
No.
Like, I already get annoyed that I haven't pre-planned that I'm hungry when I'm ordering food in. Because then I order the food and then I'm like, oh,
then you have to wait.
40 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And you're like, what am I going to snack on in this hotel? I can't afford the snacks. They're too expensive.
Yeah. I don't want your peanuts. Yeah. Anyway, agree to disagree, eh? Yeah.
Okay. So she matched with someone very attractive and 6'4", who happened
beautiful.
To be, but happened to be free immediately. I just don't believe you.
It does sound a little made up. Because this is sounding like, you know, when girls would come back from school holidays and be like, I have a boyfriend. They live in another city, though, and it's my friend's cousin.
And his name is George Glass.
I don't have any pictures of him. He doesn't have Facebook.
He's real, I promise.
Well, so how times change. Back in the day, if you said he doesn't have Facebook, that was so embarrassing. But now, if you say to your friends he doesn't have social media, it's like, got a jackpot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, times change.
No, it does. Mm. So I match with this very attractive, like, I get ghosted by fucking average looking 5'9" men.
Yeah, mole men.
She's just, you know, she's got a bit of.
Maybe she's exaggerating things a little bit.
No, or maybe she's just really attractive.
Or maybe, actually didn't think about that.
You know, maybe, yeah.
She looks like Kaya Gerber, and we're like, it's not possible.
Teach me your ways.
Okay.
Anyway, I matched with a very attractive 6'4" guy who lives sort of near, and I asked him if he could join me for a very late dinner, feed me anything.
Ooh.
Wow.
That's a rendezvous
maybe
if I've ever heard of it.
Maybe that's why he was free, because he was like, well, we're going to fuck.
Yeah.
It's giving grind dog. Yeah. I had no idea where to eat. The hotel restaurant was closed. So this guy agrees to see me, picks me up from my hotel, brings me to his place.
Never on the first date go over to the house.
Listen to this. Feeds me an apple.
I'm sorry. But again, like the absolute worst side of me would come out if I was hungry. I'm waiting to meet up with someone because I'm hungry. I don't even know them. And I say, I'm hungry, take me out somewhere to eat, and they give me a fucking apple. Cancel. Yeah. The night would be canceled.
I would have a tantrum.
I would have a tantrum.
It's like when you go to your mom, I'm hungry, and they say, have a piece of fruit or have a glass of water.
Shut up.
Exactly.
Yeah. Although I did that to my little brother the other day. He was like, I'm still hungry after dinner. I want noodles. And I was like, they don't.
Have a fruit.
I refuse.
Water.
It was 50-50. He didn't need it, and I didn't want to make it.
Yeah, true. Yeah. But I fully get that when you're hungry after dinner, it's just because you're bored and you just want to keep eating.
He was just bored.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We sat on his sofa to watch Animal Planet. What is this story?
Where the fuck is this night going?
At 1 a.m. and soon blood is rushing and temperature is rising. I'm a short girl.
You could be a fanfic writer.
This is
that good. That was nice. That was saucy.
Blood is rushing. You know, members being engorged.
Did she say that?
Being inexperienced. Oh, wait. Where am I, Mom? Okay, I'm a short girl, so I'm easily manhandled. Wait. I'm a short girl, so I'm easily manhandled, and I did anal for the first time in my life that night.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Being inexperienced, for context, we did have a discussion before doing this, so it's all programmed into the evening. Wow, okay, we've got an itinerary.
I'm actually shocked. I just had a moment there where I was like, not crickets, but like violin in my head. Like, I'm sorry. Did you like message someone for the first time and be like, if you take me out to eat, I will fuck you and I'll try anal for the first time?
Yeah, but then he didn't even take her out to eat. He just gave her an apple.
What? Anal's off the table.
Anal's off the table 100% of the time for me.
Did you douche?
No, okay, this is where the story is going. Okay, this is the part that I hate because I only skimmed this. I was like, yeah, throw it in the plan. I accidentally did poop on his massive schlong while we were doggy styling. Nothing dramatic. Wow. You can just...
Nothing dramatic, just a little bit of poop.
Nothing dramatic. You can just tell there's a different lubrication from the smell. Anyway, he thought it was hot. I thought it was hot also, and he kept pounding me. And he whispered the most, I don't know this word, debauched?
Debauchery?
Well, debauched is like the
Did she say debauched?
Debauched things.
He is that right, Grant? Debauched?
Debauched. Oh, your shrugs. The most debauched things into my ear. Okay, naughty things. When he was nearing his climax, he flipped me, made me kneel on the floor.
Don't tell me you did ask about.
Fucked my mouth.
Don't.
This is where it gets bad. With remnants of human poop.
Don't.
My poop. Until he came. I swallowed everything. It was nasty. The taste of poop is bitter, by the way.
Oh, don't.
But it was also overwhelmingly hot, intense, weird, and arousing. After that, he picked me up from the floor. We can't relate to that.
She must be Kai Gerber. Sorry.
Carried me to his bath and we showered together. We then joked about him being the perfect gentleman. He gave me a new toothbrush and squeezed some toothpaste on that. Then there was some cuddling. Easily one of the hottest nights in my life. I was severely jet lagged, hungry, anal curious, and it got me all that. We remain mutuals on Instagram. Can't say we're friends, maybe for the better. That's it. Totally roast me. Love that. Your gal A.
I don't believe it's real. I don't think this happened. I agree with you. This sounds like the perfect, not perfect, actually. There's a lot of issues with it. It's like some weird Wattpad fiction. And isn't this a girl that had never been in a relationship before? And she was doing long distance.
We're calling you out, eh? You're a liar.
This is real.
Do you know what? I don't mind if she lied, though, because that was entertaining.
It was entertaining. I have a really big issue with ass to mouth.
Oh, I have a big issue with ass in general.
No, like, I don't want to yuck your yum, but, like, I did watch this really interesting documentary about how porn's changing society.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, ass to mouth wasn't a thing, right, before mainstream porn.
Does it happen in mainstream porn, does it?
Well, yeah, they do anal and then they, like, finish in their mouths and
do that.
Yeah,
but then there's probably a cut where they wipe their dick.
For sure, yeah,
like,
definitely.
There has to be.
But, like, when you're watching it, and then it creates
like
this
it,
expectation.
That someone else
will
do
and
it.
Men will be like, oh, I'm into that. I think that's hot. And it's like, that's a health issue.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't eat shit.
No.
Of course, like, if he's eating you out or you're, like, giving him a blowjob, that's fine. The bacteria that's there is not going to be unhealthy if you ingest it, unless you've got issues. Mm. But
what about eating out ass, though?
Yeah, but that's the outside of it.
Yeah, true.
This is, like, poo it's fragments. In there.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's really unhealthy. And I don't know, like, this made it very serious, but, like, I'm really against ass to mouth.
Yeah, no, please don't do that.
Don't do it.
No, I know.
Don't do it. Don't think it's an expectation. Don't ever ask someone to do it. No.
We're not here for it.
We're not here for it.
Also, an yucking apple? That. An apple? Like, when I'm jet-lagged, no. I want to have the most greasiest, dirtiest burger, chips, like, carby foods.
Yeah.
And I want to eat them. I want to shame eat them in my hotel room, in my bed. Not even shame. I'm proud of it. Yeah. I'm not going to match with some guy, some 6'4" guy. I mean, I can't
You
do
probably
that.
Would, though. Like, if someone gave you the option of, like, okay, yes, you can have a really good time eating food, but there's a really hot guy if you put
I'd
that food off.
I'd choose the food.
I would choose the food. I didn't think you would choose the food.
I would choose the food. I'd choose the food.
Have you been seeing this trend on TikTok where partners, girlfriends are saying to their partners, like, if you had the choice to kiss me for $100 or kiss the prettiest girl in the world for $1 million, what would you choose? And guys being like, I've got to take one for the team, babe. I've got to kiss the prettiest girl for $1 million. And they're like, why aren't I? And he's like, oh. But then there was this one guy that was like, don't fool yourself. Come on. Get off it.
Yeah, good. Good. Like, oh, yeah, that's dangerous territory.
Yeah.
Dangerous territory.
I know for a fact if I did that to Tom, he would be like, I'd kiss the prettiest girl for $1 million.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, so it's not me. And he'd be like, Grace, I love you. You love me.
You're not Kaya Gerber.
You're not Kaya Gerber. Like, I'm sorry.
The trend I thought you were talking about that I've seen online is trying to match my husband's speed of eating.
I've seen that as
well. Oh, the boys, they just wolf it down. And then I'm cackling at these girls trying to keep up with them. Because, like, this guy takes one bite of a burger and he's practically had the whole thing.
Tom and I have opposite issues.
Oh, really?
I'm such a fast eater.
You should do the trend where it's swapped and he has to try and keep up with you.
Because if I tried to keep up with him, I'd be like, come on.
Yeah.
Get through it.
But I like to savor my meal.
No, I had an older brother.
Ah.
And I actually do think anyone that had an older sibling that was like a big eater or like
brother.
A brother, you just knew if you didn't eat fast, they were going to eat your dinner.
Yeah, true.
And now I eat really fast. I had burgers the other night with two friends and I finished my burger and I looked and they were like two bites in.
Nah.
And I was like, oh, God, this is horrific.
I'm a fast eater as well, though. If I ate with you, it would be.
Yeah, I'm a terribly fast eater.
Because I just want to, I love it so much. And then I'm sad that it's over.
Yeah. Mm. And also, like, if you eat too fast, your body hasn't registered that you're, like,
and then you keep
not
eating.
Hungry. And you keep eating. And then you're like, oh, my God, I'm going to die.
Yeah, all the time.
Our friend City, though, is the type of eater.
Don't where, like, talk to me about food and City.
when she gets food that she really is happy
with. She is the most annoying person to eat with.
She's so vocal.
I couldn't. Do you know that one time, I don't know if I shared this, I have misophonia, right? Which is I don't like the sounds of people eating with their mouth open. City's a loud eater.
Yeah.
But she's also a vocal eater, she's which is enjoying eater. It. I was so miserable because I traveled with her to New York and some other places last year in America. And I did not realize how picky she was about food and finding food. And she made us, like, line up for this, like, it was like a halal street food vendor where it was, like, falafels and all these things. So we waited in the freezing cold rain really, really late to get this food. And we eventually got back. We had to wait until we were in the right location to eat it. And we got back. And she was being so vocal and so loud with her food that I had to put my fork down and go put headphones in and just, like, go to bed. I was like, City, I cannot
this
eat
is canceled.
With you. She was having, like, a party, and I was like, I can't.
No, this is the thing, like, food makes or breaks her day. It also,
it
like,
really
I'm
does.
In the same boat. Like, it makes or breaks
I think,
me.
I know, but, like, City, I think, is on another level.
When it hits, it really, really
She's, like,
hits.
Scream crying that it doesn't taste the way she thought it would. I was like, City, it's just chicken.
No, but also, like, the funny thing is, like, when she's, like, vocal about it, and she's really happy with the food, she'll be like, tell me your experience. And I'll be like, yeah.
It's fine. It's food.
Great. I'm
it's
so
good.
Happy. And she'll be like, no, I need more. I'm like, I have nothing to give
it's me. It's good. The food's good. It's good food. I love it. Mm. It's good. Anyway, that was a different tangent. Thank you for your story, the scatophilia.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about it, but she asked us to roast her, so we did.
Yeah, I'm yucking your yum.
Yeah, yuck.
I know.
Yuck, A. We love you, though. Thanks for the email. Yeah. Probably won't read out another one for a hot minute.
Not in that genre.
We don't believe you unless you're Kaya Gerber. Maybe.
I need pics. I need actual pics.
Of her. I thought you meant of like the act.
No,
of
no. I need like pics of like, here's us on the date.
Here's him.
Here's the messages.
Yeah. We need proof. We need receipts.
If I'm wrong and it was all real, I'll somehow repay you. But like, I'm calling it.
Yeah.
We don't believe think it's you. Real.
I did want to do a hot mess hotline, but we took too long talking about poo and sex.
No.
And that's okay.
Well, look, she wasn't asking for advice, but she should have stopped doing us.
Our advice is don't do that. And also eat greasy food in your hotel room. Don't. I mean, look, each to their own.
To each their own.
But I just want to have a burger in bed.
Yeah, yeah.
If I'm that jet lagged, after doing a massive presentation, the one thing I'm going to reward myself
with. Just have a fucking nap.
Have a nap. Well, she did. And then,
oh, she did. Good for her.
Yeah. Before we wrap up, Grace, what are we loving?
My sleep machine.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, loving it.
Yeah.
It's really, really good.
Is it expensive?
Yes, I'm on a payment plan.
Okay. Is it covered?
No.
What?
So the sleep test is covered.
Okay.
Under Medicare, if you hit like the markers for that you might have sleep apnea. And so I was like, great, that's covered. There'll probably be other things that are covered by Medicare.
Yeah.
No, none of it's covered.
Damn.
And all up, it's like just over $2,500 for the machine.
Okay.
To which I don't have. So. No.
Look, that's expensive, but for some reason I thought it would be closer to 10.
Oh, no. Because it's like, it is a medical device, but it's not, how do I put it? It's like podiatry. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's in the medical field, but it's a private company, and
right.
Like, their whole idea is to get like a huge consumer base. I don't know why I thought podiatry is like that. They're not out trying to like, get consumers. But yeah.
Well, I think that that's like privatizing something that people need. It's like EpiPens and how much they cost.
Not in Australia. EpiPens are free.
Are they?
That's an American issue.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I don't know why America's like that.
Sorry,
because they are like $300 in Australia, but if you need EpiPens, you get like a certain amount for free.
Mm. Mm. Okay.
Anywho, I've been watching a lot of Wheel of Fortune on YouTube, and so it has American ads. My God, guys.
Oh, no, and it's so funny because they have to put, like, little disclaimers of all the...
Oh, my God,
yeah.
It's crazy, but, like, there's so many pharmaceutical ads.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
No wonder you guys are pill poppers.
I know. America's crazy. I did post a TikTok the other day of the mold and bacteria in your stomach after drinking.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I felt certain things about it.
But I'd spelled mold with a U, and do you know how many Americans were like, "And you spelled it wrong?" And I'm
That's
like,
not
"America, other places exist that spell things differently."
Yeah.
Every time, and part of me is I expect it because I could spell it the American way because I do know that a lot of Americans will see it. But I'm like, no,
I'm
spell
Australian.
It with a U. I'm Australian, so I'm going to spell it this way.
Just wait till you find out how we spell jail.
Oh, I know.
Oh.
Yeah, but I spelled that the American
I don't
way.
I don't spell it the Australian way. It's like, still.
Yeah, it's very, what is it?
G-O-A.
G-O-A.
Oh, no, G-A-O, sorry.
L. Jail.
No, I don't know.
G.
Fuck, I don't know how to spell it.
It's like the weird spelling of Jeff.
Yeah.
Geoff.
Stephen with a PH.
Stephen with a PH.
Stephen.
I have to think about what I was loving. I had something.
Yeah, I cut you off.
And I've forgotten. No, I had it.
Yeah.
Kmart.
Oh, you're back in your Kmart gal.
Kmart fashion slaps.
Does it?
Okay. Did you see in Melbourne, one of my fits was like that sheer long sleeve black top that I had a little bralette underneath it. That at Dish, it's like a Dish dupe.
Mm.
Dish is like, oh, fucking so expensive. $150. Came up, $20.
But what's the quality?
Good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Come back to me when you've washed it four times.
Okay. I've washed it once. Then it's good. Anyway, I'm loving Kmart. I did a little shopping haul before I went to Melbourne because I went to Melbourne recently. Very cool climate. So I went and bought some things.
And cool fashion.
I think that I dressed quite cool.
You did, but like I just feel like on the streets people are showing up in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Like they've got it.
Yeah. And so I
You're not seeing
to fit
that in
it.
Sydney.
And so I need – well, also because like we're so – it's been so hot.
Yeah. Actually, there's probably a lot of places in Sydney where people are showing up. I'm I'm just not there.
Yeah. Well, no.
We're not at the east of Sydney.
Well, I got shamed recently on one of my dating videos on TikTok for wearing Birkenstocks. Everyone's throw them out.
I did think that the Birkenstocks on a first date was weird. You also, like, you get pedicures. You have nice toes.
Oh, thanks.
I'm out here showing my raw dogs.
They look fine. What do you mean?
I've been looking at them lately. My second nail is, like, really long and the rest of them
aren't. Oh, no, I can't. No, my toenails are not nice at the moment.
Are they not?
No, well, because I've been running.
You do press-ons for toes?
Shut up. Anyway, I won't wear Birkenstocks on a date ever again.
Ever.
Ever.
All right, goodbye then.
All right, we love you. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Oh, jeez. That was in time.